Hey, Chris here, and today I wanted to talk about a rather disturbing discovery that I just made today. Well, I'll start out by mentioning I had a coaching client today who told me that he has never broken $80,000 a year in salary because he believes that he has some mental block at around that level. And he's a very smart guy, got a lot of business skills that should be making him more than that, but he hasn't been able to surpass that. So I wanted to talk about mental blocks because I think mental blocks are very real, and I saw something that validated that horribly today. So it's very hard to get rich if you've been raised in a Western society and brainwashed by a Western society, because we are programmed to believe that rich people are evil. And it's all over the place. It's in the news, it's in entertainment, it's in TV, it's in video games, it's in movies, it's everywhere, right? My mentor Myron Golden likes to share a statistic that by the age of 18, the average American kid has watched 10,000 people get murdered by rich people, right? In movies and TV, the rich guy is always the villain, and the average 18-year-old has watched 10,000 people get murdered by the evil rich guy. And so having this affecting our subconscious is not good for us if we want to be successful. And what I came upon today was I was looking at BuzzSumo, which is an awesome website for marketing. It will tell you, you'll type in a topic or you type in a keyword, and it will tell you the most shared articles or videos or whatever, the most shared web pages with a title, with that keyword in the title. For you can set it to a bunch of things. I set it for the past year. Well, I just put in the word rich to see what was the most shared content for the word rich. And well, let me just read some of these headlines here. And before I do, actually, let me clarify that these are not what the news outlets are pushing on us. These are not the most published. These are not the most recent. These are the most shared, right? So these are the ones that are getting the most traction. These are the most popular. So here we go. Rich businessman proudly kills two baby elephants and poses for pictures. Brunei's ultra-rich monarch adopts harsh Sharia punishments. A 70% tax on the super-rich is more popular than Trump's tax cuts. Filthy rich, owing no taxes. I could go on. Representative Ilhan Omar floats taxing rich up to 90%. It's better to be born rich than gifted. And of course, by better, they mean that you're more likely to be rich if you're born rich, because if everybody's poor, who's poor likes to think that they're gifted and then just blame fate or circumstance because they aren't very successful as a result. Here's a good one. Rich people broke America and never paid the price. Black Friday brawl videos are how rich people shame the poor. That one's especially funny to me because I was poor for a long time and I'd never gotten a brawl over a half-price TV. Never. That's not exactly a rich versus poor thing, I don't think. You know who the tax cuts helped? Rich people. As inequality grows, so does the political influence of the rich. I mean, some of these, the tone is such that you could replace rich people or the rich with the word child molesters, and it would still make just as much sense, or more sense, really. Like, you know who the tax cuts helped? Child molesters. As inequality grows, so does the political influence of child molesters. You see, it's just unequivocally negative in its tone all the time. Which, if you know anything about what wealth is and how wealth is created, that is exactly the opposite of the truth. Because in order for you to get paid, you have to provide a value to someone. And in order for you to get paid a lot, you have to provide a lot of value to people. This is something I go over a lot in the in my Wealth Mastery Secrets webinar with Myron, that that's how transactions work in the marketplace. If you want somebody to pay you, you had better provide value above and beyond what you are charging, right? Or else nobody's ever going to buy. So rich people are doing the world good, right? Unequivocally, they are doing the world good. But we have been brainwashed, and we are brainwashed by from every angle to believe that the rich are evil and to hate the rich, even though, you know, it's just objectively, rich people do good for society, and that's by very definition of being rich. Now, some people would like to get rich, and well, a lot of people would like to get rich, but at the same time, they harbor this programming that tells them that being rich is bad, that rich people are evil, that they shouldn't try to be rich, that that's selfish and horrible. So it's pretty hard to strive for something when you hate it at the same time. And a lot of people don't hate the rich or don't have these feelings consciously. Consciously, they realize that being rich is a good thing, or at the very least, they think that that being rich is neutral. That, you know, you can do good or bad with your money if you're rich. But even though they think this consciously, they know this consciously, they're still subconsciously brainwashed to believing that being rich is bad, and that will come out in their performance, and it will sabotage them if they're trying to get rich. And it's difficult to get rich, right? You have to go through a lot of uncertainty. You have to take risks. You have to be willing to listen to criticism. Right? Oftentimes the people that you love most, the people that are close to you, are going to say, what are you doing? Right? They're going to convince you, pull you back down and convince you to play it safe. Not out of any sort of malice, but just because they don't know better. That's what they think is best for you. Probably they've all been brainwashed to believe that the rich are bad too. So you're fighting a lot, and in order for you to be able to fight against that, to go through all of the difficulty that it takes, you have to have the drive. And if you believe on a fundamental level, if you believe that what you are striving for is something bad, then you are probably not going to have the motivation to go through all of that. And another point is to be very careful about what content you consume. Now, most of the articles I just went through are news sources, like Economist, New York Times, Washington Post, you know, all the, what do you call them? All the familiar culprits, all the usual suspects, that's the phrase I was looking for. So yeah, the news is terrible. Myron recommends not watching the news at all, which I think is probably a good idea. You're just bombarded with constant negativity, and it's almost always something that you can do nothing about. So it isn't really a very good use of your time and mental energy to watch the news. And then also you should be very careful about what entertainment you consume, because this idea of the rich guy villain is everywhere. And if you keep beating that into your subconscious that rich people are bad, or also something I see is that the people who are not rich but they try, they just always fail, right? That's another thing that would be very good to keep far away from your subconscious mind. And then one more point I wanted to make is that if you are trying to get rich, if you're trying to be successful. Really, if you're trying to be successful in any way, even if you get famous, I mean, even if you're Mother Teresa, right? I hear, when I see something about Mother Teresa on Facebook and look through the comments, they're like more than half negative. You spend your whole life trying to help people, and still there are people will try to bring you down, because if you succeed at something, people will hate you for it. They will resent you. They'll feel bad about themselves, and they will feel bad at you as a result. So just something to keep in mind. I don't want to dissuade you absolutely, because you can avoid those people And you should avoid those people as much as you possibly can. You should start avoiding them now, frankly. But, you know, especially when you're rich and successful, then they're going to be a huge drag. So that's all I wanted to say. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to let me know.